Nick re-injured his groin at any time during the course of the game?
No. I know he got kicked in the knee once. He's got a cleat mark on his leg, but that was it.
Did he have any issues with that groin last week?
Last week, no. He injured it the week before we played Tampa Bay. So he was on the injury report then, and there was nothing last week. So.
Did you see anything that gave you any indication? I know yesterday you said that you didn't have an answer, but watching the film, did you see anything that might have contributed to his recession yesterday?
No, you know, it was. I mean, it didn't look like he was injured until the last play that he was in. So,
from a playing standpoint.
Yeah, I think he was off a little bit. His feet weren't set on a couple of those throws, and you know, we in all instances we had to do a little bit better job. And there were times when guys were open, he didn't put the ball on. There were other times when we didn't get off of coverage, and you know, there was a couple of times that we gave up a little bit too much leakage pressure, so he's not being able to set his feet. So,
does he have a concussion?
Yes, he does have a concussion. Yes.
What's his?
It goes right into the league protocol of what you have to do. When same thing that Bradley Fletcher went through, John Dornbos went through it, and when it happened in the preseason. So he has there's a series of tests he's got to go through, and then he's got to see an independent doctor before he can be cleared.
Do you know if it's what type of concussion, mild, severe?
No.
How's he doing?
Yeah. Good. I saw Nick after the game last night. You know, he seems like he's doing well. But again, all that stuff's. And rightly so there's a protocol and a system that you go through before he's cleared. But he says he feels good, so you know we'll see how how it goes as the week progresses. So.
Was there, you expect to be taking first team reps?
I don't know until we get here and run around a little bit tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's a lifting day, so they'll lift before we get out onto the field. You know, Mike was in for treatment. Nick was here, so we'll see. We'll make a determination when we get to tomorrow. Les.
Chip, is there a possibility you could bring in another quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if those guys can't go, obviously we got to bring in another quarterback. So,
how's Mike looking? I mean, has he reported feeling any better in the game?
I don't meet with our guys on Monday. You know, this is specifically their day off, so he was in for treatment. He met with Padu's and Dr. DeLuca. So, Mike did work out before the game and said he feels like he's moving in the right direction, so it'll be interesting to see where he is from a standpoint of coming in here and running around a little bit tomorrow morning in terms of warm-up with the strength and conditioning staff and how that goes. So.
I know it's difficult to get into a player's head, but was there anything about the pressure of the moment that you saw in terms of Nick's performance?
No, I didn't see that, but I also haven't had a chance to visit with him post-game. You know, all my talk was with him last night was just, how are you? You know, how are you getting home? You know, let's make sure we got the... You know, you're not driving because of what happened. So, but we didn't talk about the game at all.
Have you seen that with quarterbacks that?
Quarterbacks play good 1 week and not good the next week.
No,
yeah.
The bigger the moment, the less.
Nah, I don't think it had anything. I mean, that's my feeling, but I haven't spoken to him about it. But I don't think Nick never struck me as a guy that the moment kind of catches him. You know, came off the bench against the Giants. You know, without taking a snap and led us on a drive right at the end of 2 minutes to get a field goal. In a critical situation, so and I saw him play in college. I don't think any time in college I'd ever see Nick get overwhelmed by the moment or whatnot. So.
Now, Chip, is the threshold for what it takes to play Mike? Is that change based on Nick?
No, it's all based on what his health is, and I'm not going to put Mike out there if Mike can't be productive. And we've listened to Mike the whole time, so we'll continue to listen to Mike. And you know that can't change just because someone else got hurt. That doesn't make another guy get. Healthy quicker. Now, hopefully we can get Mike back, but, you know, just because of Nick's injury, we're not going to force that. So.
Is there a scenario, I mean, I assume if Nick can't play because of the concussion and Mike can't play, Matt would start? I mean, there's no other scenario where you
bring any, guy, you got anybody else out there? Or?
Well, if you happen to bring in a guy.
No, I don't know, and I'm not a scenario guy. I'm not getting into all that. I know we know exactly who where Matt has to be, where Nick has to be, and where Mike has to be, and then we'll make a decision. So, I mean,
the interceptions that Matt blew, is that part of that, like just the lack of experience factor? Is that something that
obviously the situation is where we were. We're throwing every down. You know, I think they're all different ones. You know, one of them was man free, and Sean Lee sitting in the middle of the field is the low hole player, and he's you know, reading the quarterback's eyes, and the ball came out a little bit late, and he made a good break on it. You know, the one in the far corner of the end zone was that was the corner that, you know, we should have checked the ball down. So, you know, they were all three of them were in different situations, but, you know, it's Matt's first time getting in a game. He's obviously, we're down, you know, 17-3. You know, we're going to throw it every snap. you know, see if we can somehow get it to a 17-10 game and then see if he can onside kick. So, difficult situation for him to come in, and I'm sure he'd want those throws back.
Yeah, it seemed like on that. More man coverage after that game yesterday.
No, I mean, it, no different. The team that played us the most in man actually was the Giants, you know, and you know, the Chargers played us a lot in man, the Chiefs played us a lot in man, so it wasn't something that. The Cowboys actually played less man than the Giants, the Chiefs, or the Chargers. So it's something that people do. It's part of their thing. I don't think Dallas did anything drastically different than what we saw in their first six games in terms of who, how they played. You know, I think they did a good job of mixing their mans and zones, and but that's what they had done in the games previous to that. So I said it yesterday, but you know, when you watch the tape, there wasn't anything that Dallas did defensively that was new just for us. It was. You know, they executed a lot better than we did, I can tell you that. So.
Did you think that Eric Johnson maybe gave more of a downfield threat? Or do you feel you had enough with Deshaun there?
No, I think, you know, that's really where Damaris is right now, playing behind Deshaun. And there were times where Deshaun was open and we just didn't get him the football. And there were other times he probably could have done a better job of getting open. So it's, you know, it's sometimes it's a quarterback, sometimes it's a receiver. So.
When you have hat on hat blocking on the offensive line on run plays, and run doesn't garner much on the ground. Is that, what did you see there? Was it more the running?
We got to finish. It's the combination of both. You got to finish the blocks up front. You know, there's a lot of times where the numbers were right for us, is that we do have a hat for a hat. So, you know, we got to finish it. There's other times when maybe the ball should have gone outside because of how we're blocking it and what the landmarks are, but the back cuts it inside. So it's we just got to get everybody on the same page. But again, like I said, schematically, it wasn't like we're trying to run the ball and they got an extra guy and we just keep running them into the unblocked guy. It's we got to finish blocks up front. We got to finish runs and we have the ball in our hand.
Shannon said after the game that he was kind of hard on himself and he might have made a cut and ended up, one cut too many. Did you see anything like that on the field?
I think LeSean's just like everybody. When you lose a game, you're going to look at every single play you make, whether you're the coach or a player or whomever, and dissect it and, you know, what could I have done, you know, to help us win the game. And I think LeSean's just like we are as a coaching staff. When we sit there this morning watching tape, what can we do better? You know, that's what you hope you have in your players. You know, we all accept responsibility for what happened to us offensively, and we're not going to make any excuses. You know, we'll evaluate what we did well and try to build upon that. And then we got to fix what we didn't do well and come back out in the field tomorrow and get ready to play the Giants.
I know the throw to from Foles to Obon in the end zone should have been a touchdown. It's just one throw, but he had time. He set his feet. Is there anything you think about just how he started slow, where he might have lost confidence along the way, or he just wasn't feeling his mojo on those throws there?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't sat down and watched a film of them to kind of see where Nick was at that standpoint. But there were some other throws that he made. You're like, all right, he's good. And when you talk to him at halftime, you know, he missed a few, you know, specifically some deep balls that were either thrown out of bounds, you know, we'll get the back coming down the sideline, or the one to Deshaun down the sideline. You know, he was just off. You know, we had a crossing route to Jeff that he threw it on his back hip. If we catch that in stride, you know, then we convert another first down there. You know, it's just, you know, we had an inside slant route to Jason Avant, you know, on another third down that if we put the ball on him in times, then those drives continue. And it just seems like it was just one of those games. We threw a screen pass to LeSean that if he stays on the screen instead of cutting it back, then he got a big play. But, you know, it's one of those days when you're watching film and you're correcting things in your mind on a Monday when you're watching the tape. It's, you know, it was a combination of a lot of different things. If we had done this, 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 and this, it's a different outcome. You know, it's frustrating, especially from an offensive standpoint, because I thought our defense played really, really well on Sunday.
And so mechanically, you didn't see anything different in the way Nick threw the ball?
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of throws that where he just didn't set his feet the way he set his feet and drop and set your feet and throw the ball on and get the ball out, you know. So, you know, again, when we get a chance to visit with him, Billy Lazor gets a chance to visit with him and sit down, watch the film, and then kind of go through what was going on with him at that point in time when we were making those throws. So.
What was the most encouraging part of the defensive
performance? I just think I've seen our defense every single week continue to grow and get better, you know, and I think they've got a better understanding of what Billy and that staff over there is trying to do. I thought, you know, some of the efforts, I've always felt the effort's been there for us defensively, but now all of a sudden I think some of the techniques are starting to shine through, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole group's putting it together and everybody's on the same page. You know, there was still a few, you know, still a few times we dropped Witten once in man-free coverage, and he's running across the field on a big crossing route. You know, where the guy is supposed to cover him isn't where he's supposed to be. But, you know, by and large, I've seen us improve. I think we're getting really, really good effort. And if we continue to play with that effort and continue to do a better job from a technique standpoint, I think we're going to be pretty – we're going to be okay over there.
Charlie also had a pretty good game plan, too. I don't know if he blitzed as much or was just the illusion of blitz.
I think he did both, and I think that's a good point. I think there were times when he showed blitz and didn't blitz, and then there were other times when, you know, he came, and I think that helped us in terms of the presentation is, you know, any time where it's not a known where, hey, they're always doing this or they're always doing that, I think is a good plan going in, and I thought Billy and the defensive coaches had a good plan. I thought our players executed the plan. You know, if you had told me going in that, you know, we could hold Dallas to 17, I would have thought that would have been a really good chance of us winning that football game.
Chip, when you, independent of the score of a given game that might force you to throw, you know, you're down two touchdowns, are you more inclined when a quarterback is having a rough day like Nick is just off to alter your game plan to say, I'm going to allow him to throw his way out of it, or are you more inclined to say, okay, I've got to run the ball more, I've got to do some more?
Depends on who it is. Depends on what's going on. You know, if guys are blatantly wide open on every single play and we're just missing them, then you need to make some adjustments. You know, maybe you can lean on your run game a little bit more. But there were times when, you know, Jeff mentioned that the numbers were right for us to run the ball, but we're, you know, you look before the play snapped, you're like, good, there's six in the box. We got six blockers. This thing should go. And then it's a, you know, we're second and eight. You know, so sometimes it for one reason or another, offensively, we were off. And you hope in that situation someone – we can get somebody to kind of throw us on their back and bail us out of this situation, but we kept picking and choosing and couldn't find the right mixture. You know?
After that, this to him on the end zone, I think you ran four straight times. Were you kind of, at that point, trying to move the chains with LeSean a little more?
No, what I want to try to do is just get another first down, you know, and see if we could get the ball in there a little bit closer and kind of see what we could do. So it wasn't a frustration thing. It was just, you know, I think that was a first and 10 throw. So now let's put ourselves in a manageable. And we actually ran for, I think it went for nine maybe. Then we went to third and one. You know what I mean? So now you get into the what are we going to do in the short yardage situation. So it was more of that. You know, I know if on second down, if we had a gain of zero, then we probably would have been in a third and long and we probably would have been throwing the ball. So it wasn't a reaction of what happened. It was just kind of how the game played out from that point on. So.
You said after the game that everybody on offense takes some of the ownership of the down day, including yourself, mm-hmm. play caller. Any examples of that in terms of the play calling that you wish you could have back?
Yeah, it was about 100 of them, the ones that didn't work. Which plays didn't work? You know, that's the way we look at it. You know, why weren't we successful on that play? And I think everybody owns it. I own it by making the play call, and they own it by not being able to execute it. So I think you can go through the entire game and which ones weren't successful and which ones were successful, you know?
Did you see a little more zip on Matt's throws than maybe during the summer stuff and preseason games? It looked like a little more live.
No, I mean that's Matt. I saw. I knew when Matt got here after we drafted him. You know, he wasn't where I had seen him when he was at USC, and he admitted that his shoulder wasn't 100% healed. But I think when Matt came back, you know, that's the same Matt I saw go out there and play well. I thought Matt played well for us in the preseason. So, you know, I didn't see a difference. On Sunday in him, I think Matt can make the throws, and you know it's just a matter of him learning what we're doing and learning the speed of the game, and you know I think he's got a bright future. So,
and looking back at it, would you have managed the end of the second quarter the same way you did?
No, I mean when you look at it, it's a 60-yard field goal and it's fourth and one. So if we run a play with 14 seconds to go on the clock, we gain 1 yard, we gain a first down. I got to call a timeout, and then we're going to kick a 59-yard field goal. So. You know, it wasn't like, now, if the field goal was 1 yard short, I'd be kicking myself in the tail right now because we needed to be a little bit closer. But it wasn't 1 yard short. And Alex had hit it in pregame. The wind was at our back. I also felt like if we gave them the ball in that situation that they weren't going to be able to throw one pass and get a field goal because going the other way, we had to be inside the 30 with the wind in our face. So, you know, part of the decision when you don't go, when you punt, when you kick from that situation, is where are you giving them the ball? And I knew when we gave them the ball for the amount of time we gave them the ball with 9 seconds to go at the 50-yard line, but they're going to have to get the ball inside the 30, so it had to be a 20-yard shot for them to get it inside the 30 so that they'd have an opportunity to come a point. So, you know, the risk of gaining one more yard, and that's saying we did convert it. You know, I don't think, you know, we weren't going to dial up a play that was going to get us 15 yards on fourth and one to put us in a situation to make it a closer field goal. So, you know, Alex consistency in the last 2 weeks hit 62 yarders in our practice on Thursday out here, and then was hitting from 60 in pregame warmup, especially going in that direction because of the wind. So,
it looks like you tried to get a few wheel routes there in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, maybe Dallas struggled that before.
Now we just it's the matchup. You know, I think when people are going to play in man, who's going to cover your running back? And you know, I think when you look at it, you know, one of the big plays in the Chargers game was the big play we threw to LeSean. You know, when you can kind of try to free him up a little bit, we try to do it a little bit with screen passes and some other aspects of things, whether we have him running option routes or sometimes, you know, the changeup is instead of always running an option route and breaking down at 4 to 5 yards, just to run a wheel route down the sideline. So
it looked like the throw to Bryce was fairly good. Just, you know, the connection wasn't there. Does Bryce make that play a lot in practice? I mean, is his hands out of the backfield that far deep?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Bryce make that catch before. So, but the ball wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like it hit his hands and he dropped it, you know. So, you know, I think we could have been a little bit more accurate on a couple of those throws. So,
were you worried at all about, like, body language some of your players showed, like, on offense, you know, like, play got messed up or something? It seemed like they were pretty frustrated.
I mean, I think everybody gets frustrated out there. You know, the biggest thing about when you get frustrated is do something about it. You know, make it happen and continue. You know, and I think we talked about it after the game. We got to stick together as a group. You know, it's always us against the other team. It's not, can't be us against us. And I'm confident this group will stick together.
All things being equal, is Michael still your starter for the rest of the season?
You asked that question 27 times, and you're going to keep getting the same answer. My decision based on who our quarterback is based on health. So right now I don't know who's healthy or who's not healthy. And until we find out who's healthy, it doesn't help anybody to say that guy's our starter. It doesn't help the situation because I don't know when they're all coming back. So when they come back, our whole focus is to play the New York Giants this week, and what's the best way to get us to beat the Giants? And depending on who's the healthy quarterback this week, then we're going to go with that healthy hand. Okay. And all things being equal, you're never going to get that answer until I know who's healthy on our team. So.
Were there examples of us against us in that game at all?
No, I was just answering his question on when you see body language or whatever. You know, just that's just a general statement that we would always make. So.
On the top of the broadcast that you had never had a first half in college or obviously in the NFL where your team didn't score. What was that like for you? Was that stunning to you?
I wasn't hearkening back to my college career in the middle of the first half. No, I just think anytime, I'll be honest with you, anytime we don't get a first down, I'm frustrated. You know, and I think we all are frustrated is that, you know, we have a mindset that the only team that can stop us is ourselves. And that's the thing that bothers you. But I don't think you look back and say, hey, you know, I've never been in this situation before. You know, why is this happening to us? It's, hey, what do we got to do? What's going to work? Let's make some adjustments here and, you know, try to come out and throw a naked in the second half. They were flowing pretty good and some, you know, a couple other things. And for one reason or another, we just seemed to be a playoff. And just sometimes it was just a little bit of a placement off or it hit us in the hands and we dropped it. You know, it was just, you know, hopefully it's just one of those days. But we as a group have to learn from that. We got to fix it, and it'll start tomorrow.
Chip, going forward, obviously the Cowboys are atop the division, and after having played them, do you think there's that big of a difference between you and the Cowboys?
I don't. I mean, we'll go play them again. We'll get ready for the Cowboys on December 29th game, and right now our focus is on the Giants. So.
Okay. Is there anyone you know who won't practice?